Blog Talk Radio.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
Night at night. Y'all know I had to start it off. It's Christmas time. Aren't y'all so excited? Woo!
Yeah, I love Christmas time. I love the gifts, the presents, the food, the break, everything.
Love Jesus. Yes. The reason for the season.
Oh,
love
yeah.
Jesus.
I love Jesus. Yes.
Amen, girl. Amen.
That's right. Well, anyway, you guys, welcome to Ignite at Night. My name is Shalia.
My name is Vanessa.
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm Ambria.
And I want everybody to welcome our special guest, new host of Ignite at Night, Rashad. Everybody give it up. Woo, woo, woo.
Woo. Oh, yay, me. Hi, woo. You guys.
Hey,
Rashad,
where have you been at?
I've been in hibernation. But how you got? How are you guys?
We are good.
Good.
Well, we're glad yeah. you're out of hibernation. We've been missing you.
Yeah.
Praise them, girl. I've been
Thank
delivered.
You. Praise the Lord. Thank you, guys. So we have a great show for y'all today. This is Christmas time, December, and we want to remind you guys that we are going to start our 12th day of December 9th through the 24th. We're going to have each day special guest, special host. You guys do not want to miss it, so let's get into that. So, well, first, at the box office, Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 is number one, as you guys could have probably imagined. It sold over $444 million at the box office, so it's going really good.
Yeah.
I think it's after the first one, because I thought the other ones were kind of boring. That's just my opinion, so
I like all of them.
Oh. I've seen Hunger Games. It was okay. It was pretty good. It was better than the first one, but I don't know. It was
better than the first one.
I thought it was gonna be.
I think the first one was the best one, tell you the truth.
No. I'm talking about better than part one of the Mocking the whatever that was. Part one was nothing. It was so boring. It was lame. Part two was better than part one, but the first ever Hunger Games was the best.
It really was.
I guess I'm an outsider because I haven't seen either one of those.
You haven't?
No.
Oh, my gosh. You have to go see the first one at least. It was so good.
The first one created a lot of emotion, and that really...
Yeah.
The fan base, like, I liked the first one.
Yeah. First one was the best one. That seems like the case for most movies, in a way, but, yeah. Anyway, that's number one. Number two is the movie that I went to go see, which was great. Creed, it's made $46 million, and it is such a great movie. If you guys have not seen it, you want to go and see that movie. Michael B. Jordan did a phenomenal performance. Sylvester Stallone, amazing, as you probably could imagine. And I heard that this is in the talks. It could be nominated for an Oscar, so that would be really great if it was, seriously. And Michael B. Jordan, he's really come a long way. Y'all know he started with True Good Fashion. Now he's been in movies with Zac Efron. So his career is really taking off, and he deserves it.
Yes, he does. He's a great actor.
He has a great face. He's just cute. Very handsome. He has a great smile. He's very handsome. But yeah, number two. And coming in number three, the animated The Good Dinosaur made $85 million.
Oh, my God.
They had it pretty good.
I wanted to see that. I wanted to see that so bad. It looked like it was going to be so good. But yes, I don't know. I'm a big kid at heart, and I love movies like that. I just thought it was gonna be so good. I still want to see it, The Good Dinosaur.
Well,
don't get me wrong, but Frozen was the best cartoon movie of 2015.
Oh yeah,
exactly. I
Frozen.
Love Frozen.
Frozen was. I've seen that movie so many times, and I love it every single time.
I saw it all the time.
I love the songs on there. And my little cousin, that's
what
I said.
What movie did you say, Rosewood?
Frozen. With Elsa and Anna?
I've never seen it.
I have not seen that movie. Don't you? I have not seen Frozen.
Are you serious? My little
cousin.
You
gotta go see that movie, silly
y'all. My cousin told me her name is Elsa. Not Aubrey, her name is Elsa. I was like, okay, Elsa.
Well, yeah, I heard it's good. Everybody's been saying it's like the best Disney movie, which I don't think anything can be Lion King or Finding Nemo. I will say that now.
Honestly,
so,
I mean, really love Princess and the Frog. That is my movie.
Yes.
That is my movie. Yes.
It's
I love
damn.
The Frog.
First Black Princess.
Yes.
You know,
it's
I love
beautiful.
That too.
I love
and I really did love the whole Black Princess, but when you think about Finding Nemo, that movie was just...
I mean, that was a classic.
It was too sad for me, so I really didn't care for it because it was
really?
So hard. Yes, because, you know, he lost his dad. Well, I wouldn't say lost his dad. He got lost in the sea and ended up in some little bougie fish tank. And, you know, it's just like, no, ma'am, you know, but, hey, like.
Well, he met some good friends in that bougie fish tank, but I think it was a really good movie. It was funny.
I loved it.
Speaking of those movies, listen to the movies coming out Friday. This is a good one, Chirac. This movie is based on the classical Greek comedy play Lysistrata. It's about the girlfriend of a Chicago gang leader persuades other frustrated women to abstain from sex until their man agrees to end the senseless violence going on in Chicago. This was written and directed by Spike Lee. It's starring Nick Cannon, Tiana Paris, Samuel Jackson, Wesley Snipes, Angela Bassett, and Jennifer Hutchinson.
Look, let me let y'all know something. Nick Cannon is going to mess up the movie, so I'm done. Girl, for one, he tried it with his little record deals and stuff. That didn't work out.
Oh, yeah.
Wildin' Out is really all he got, if you want to be
simple. Right.
Have y'all seen his movie Underclassmen?
No.
No.
I agree with
exactly.
you.
Exactly. Exactly. Nobody knows nothing about it.
I don't know how to tell it off. I've seen the preview. The preview was really good, and this is one of the topics I did want to discuss today. So the women are trying to stop having, you know, intimacy with their partners in order for them to end violence, and the question that we're going to discuss later on in this show is, will this actually work if it was in the real world? So let's ponder on that a little bit.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that movie coming out, because, I mean, I feel like they're trying to be, like, straight out of content.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, not like it, but necessarily they have a lot of expectations. You know, they have something to, they have big shoes to fill. To be, like, that's
oh,
how
yeah.
I feel about it. What do you? Yeah. I mean, Straight Outta Compton's a biopic. I think this is actually based off a Greek play that was made like in the 1700s. So I think it's different, but we'll get into that a little bit later. Another movie that's coming out, you guys, Krampus, and y'all know this is one of those urban legend tales. So this is a movie. It's about a boy who turns his back on Christmas, which causes the unleash of Krampus, a demonic force of ancient evil intent on punishing non-believers. All hell breaks loose, and it forces the family to fight for each other to survive. And the movie is based on the ancient legend, Krampus, is written and directed by Michael Daughtry and is starring Adam Scott, Toni Collette, Alison Thomas. And this is kind of funny. So you have a demonic force who's punishing the people who don't believe in, I guess, Jesus Christ, because, you know, Jesus is the reason for the season. So
I feel like the movie's good in the holiday season, man.
Well, it is, but for me, it's making my holiday because I love scary movies. Like, I love them. I watch them all day, every day. So I'm just excited to go see that, see what it's about.
I don't know. I like scary movies.
I feel like it can open the eyes of people. Some people honestly don't know the meaning of Christmas and that it's about the birth of Jesus. And so this boy, you know, his lack of spirit, you know, for the season, a demonic force punishes all the non-believers. So maybe it'll get some people to realize, hey, Christmas is about, it's not about just getting presents, but it's about Jesus. So who knows? It may inspire somebody. But yeah, anyways, both of those movies come out Friday, so it's time for our vote, guys. So first, Chirac, pick it or skip it? I'm going to say pick it. I think I want to go see this movie.
I'm going to say, yeah, I was going to skip it.
Girl, see, it's people like you who don't support their own black people like you who don't support their people. You
no.
Know, I bet you're going to go see Krampus, though.
Yes, because that's the type of movies that I like.
Okay.
Well, I'm going to hear breaking news. I'm going to pick it, stomp it, and throw it in the trash. Because, honey,
exactly.
Nick Cannon really just messed up the whole movie for me. And I could be wrong because, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover. But, you know, hey.
Y'all know this movie is written and directed by Spike Lee, and all of Spike Lee's movies, one thing I love about him, he always has a social message. I know y'all young kids don't know about this, but I do, like School Days. All of his movies talk about social issues, and they're always great. So I believe that you can't go wrong with Spike. Girl, don't make me, you can't go wrong with Spike Lee. So, y'all try me on this show.
You can't force people's opinions, Shalee. We don't want to watch your movie. We're not going to watch it.
I'm just saying, y'all just folks don't know nothing about Spike Lee. Back in the day, Spike Lee
is preferring
not to watch this movie.
All right, well, if you don't want to watch that, here's something you may want to watch. Tomorrow, I think we all want to watch it. The Wiz Live is going to be on NBC, and of course, I think everybody wants to watch that. The Wiz is one of my favorite movies, though.
Yeah,
I get
that.
No, ma'am. I know what I do want to watch, Empire.
Right.
Well, sure. The season finale comes on tonight. The season finale comes on tonight, though. So. Yeah, we all do want to watch Empire. But first, before we get all excited about Empire, let's learn about what's going on in sports. Jordan, what's going on in sports?
Jahlil Okafor is breaking news. Jahlil Okafor got suspended for 2 days, for two games, because he had an incident. He was in Boston, and then a guy, he was in a nightclub. He got in a situation. A guy put a gun on him. And then when he went back to Philly, when Boston played Philly in Philly, he seen him again. Jahlil Okafor beat him down. So now they suspended him for two games for that.
Really? I mean, I don't know. That's just crazy.
That is crazy. I mean, It's too much at one time.
Right.
I know.
But I mean, also, I guess she's trying to protect his pride because she felt some type of way.
Yeah, I guess. Also, as sports guys, you know, this is really great news. Golden State Warriors, they have yet to be defeated. They have been undefeated 16 games in. We haven't seen this in a while. The last time was the Lakers. Well,
they
19,
no.
Yeah, the last time that I think a team's been like this was the Lakers in 1972. I think they did about 30 games undefeated, and people were saying, oh, can the Warriors do this? I don't think so. Well,
really?
No, the Lakers lost the game. The Lakers lost the game, but they was on a winning streak, a 32-game winning streak. The last team that did that was like Miami Heat with LeBron James. They won a 27-game winning streak, but the Warriors is different because they undefeated.
Yeah. And you guys, I will put this in there. I'm so happy that I liked Steph Curry before y'all folks knew about him that much. It makes you feel when you know you didn't jump on a bandwagon. So
it doesn't matter.
I've liked the Warriors for a long time. I've got pictures with some of the old players. So,
does your opinion or how you feel about stuff stay the same for your entire life? It does not. Just because people like somebody now that they didn't like before, it don't mean anything. People don't always change their mind.
Right.
I mean, the people jump on the bandwagon. I'm just telling y'all, I got on the flight a long time ago while y'all trying to belittle it. So.
And you do the same thing. It may not be your show, but you do the same
movie.
Shalia, why you lying? You know, Shalia, why you lying? You know, dang well you went for OKC.
I was. I said OKC and Warriors, and I will tell you when I start liking the Warriors.
Too, because there may be something now that you have no idea about, but other people already know, so you're going to start liking it too. Maybe you never know. So don't be bashing because they want to like somebody now that they didn't like before, because everybody does that. It's not just them, it's everybody.
But let's move on, because this
may not like other stuff before other people like it.
Girl, don't start with me. Ezra, since you got so much to say, why don't you tell us what's going on in
Finland? Well, it's not really news because y'all already know because it's Bay, but August Alsina album is coming out on December 11th. It's called This Thing Called Life. We've been waiting a very long time for him to release something new, so we finally got it. So make sure y'all go support Bay.
So
okay.
The question is, who's going to buy it?
You'd be surprised.
I'm going to buy it or illegally download like Vanessa. What y'all going to do?
I'm not a fan of his music. But FYI, I download my music legally. Thank you.
I can't agree with you on that.
But that's all right. I do the same thing. She already know.
y'all got to support people. You buy a honey bun.
I'm supporting them. I'm listening to their music.
It is rare nowadays that people make great, timeless music. So I feel like
What? It's the same thing. Because the only thing they're going to do is put it on Spotify. It's the same thing.
Right, and then if you have an iPhone, you have to pay for your music, so it's not like I can just bootleg and get it from the internet.
And then
I have to pay for my music.
Go down there, Greenbrier. You can go down there by Greenbrier and get it from one of them little people that be selling.
It really don't matter because they still getting money. They just trying to be greedy and get more money from us. To Spotify, no. Ray, give him a check. Spotify, Ray, give him a check for doing that.
I mean, they still get paid,
so it doesn't matter.
If you see hard time making a piece of art, don't you? Wouldn't you want to get paid for it? That's why people just stealing, taking stuff from you. And you can support the music, guys. We can all agree that music has not been as good as it used to for a great artist who has good music. We can buy for that. That's how I feel.
That's true, it really is because I don't know what be on the radio nowadays, especially with all this Nene and Wilp and I don't know. I remember that when we was coming up, it was Lean with a Rock, Witty, Walking Out, Rocking Hill.
Yeah.
It made sense. Nowadays, they just they get a good, nice beat with some unknown underground rapper that can't rap and just get them, you know, some time, I guess. And they just embarrass themselves. Because I promise you, I don't know what's going on with this radio station. Sometimes I just be wanting to go to Hot 107.9 building and just be like, what is y'all playing? And then they play the same song every day around
over
the same time.
Over and over again, yeah.
Exactly. And then over and over. Different stations play the same exact song. I can listen to one song on one station, try to the next station, and they playing the same exact song. I'm just like, what is going on?
Exactly.
I'm
that's why y'all
know
me. I got my own
CIMB.
That's all I do.
Yeah, better get an Akiyakura. I best start listening to the radio. The radio down here is whack.
You in Alabama, right?
When I'm in Alabama, I hear stuff that I've never heard before, to be honest.
Child, they be playing them little. Have you ever heard of Miss Shy King South?
No.
Yeah, I heard.
Miss Shy, you know
I heard them. I don't like them.
Oh, my God. I don't know what they be playing. Oh, Jesus. Miss Shy tries to her babe. I promise you she do, but it's just not working for her. Everybody should just rap it to Lil' Kim. I promise you.
Dang.
All the female rappers, especially Nicki Minaj. Everybody just give her, I guess, her respect because of who she know and who she been around. Because me personally, I feel like Dej Loaf and Nicki Minaj are horrible rappers, especially Dej Loaf.
Dej Loaf? I think Dej Loaf is pretty good. I think she's pretty good. I'm not even going to hate on her.
She's really pretty.
She's pretty good to me.
I don't know.
She's
even,
pretty.
I don't know how people feel about Nicki. She markets herself in a different way, which is why she's not really competing with nobody.
She ain't nothing but a wannabe Lil' Kim. Because if you start from some of Lil' Kim, the way how she dressed, the way how she had her hair, and you look at Nicki Minaj has tried to resemble, you know, everything Lil' Kim did. And it's like, it's not working for her. I mean, it's working for her, but to me, it's not.
I don't know. I don't think that was Nicki's decision because she's a whole other person. Now, I feel like that the label wanted her to do that so that she could get to where she is now.
You know, that is true.
So even though people may say, oh, she could be like this person, but I really feel like they made her do that so that she could be... Nice, you know what I'm saying?
Because
and you know
what?
That makes
she's
so much sense
brand
because
and be herself,
right?
Because you know,
because
look
to
at
me,
how
that
she
makes
was
so much...
back then compared to how she is now. It's totally different. Because she, where's she supposed to be now? So she don't have to listen to what everybody else says. She can really do her own thing. So
she's
being her own self
now.
Yeah,
she look way better than which. And if you notice. They, you know, I agree with you said because it's like, if you notice, they had her to start beefing with Lil' Kim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
which is such a coincidence. And now both of them, you know.
Yeah. So, y'all see, that's getting a little heated up. And
hold on,
we need to give y'all the juice.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So we're gonna get to that a little later, but as y'all know, today is Queen Brittany. So, today is Britney Spears' birthday. She's turning 34, and I'm going to play one of my favorite songs. I'm a Slave for You. This
song
really makes
you.
Speaking of that, have you ever wondered?
Music in the background.
Whatever. And this one makes me want to dance, but speaking of dancing, have you ever wondered what backup dancers make or how much? And I'm going to tell you in a minute right after this song. Here's Britney Spears, I'm a Slave for You.
I know I may be young, but I've got feelings too, and I need to do what I feel like doing, so let me go and just listen. All you people look at me like I'm a little girl. What did you ever think it'd be okay for me to step into this world? Always being a little girl, don't step into the club. Well, I'm just trying to find out why, cause dancing's what I love. Oh yeah. When I see this guy, what's practical, what's logical, what the hell, who cares? All I know is I'm so happy when you're dancing there.
Have to be a backup
there. We have a lot to talk about in the show, you guys. So
make sure an hour after you listen to this show, our podcast will be available so you can hear the juice and the rest of our conversation.
I know I may come off white, may come off shy, but I feel like talking, feel like dancing when I see the sky. What's practical, what's logical, what the hell, who cares? All I know is I'm so happy when you're dancing there.
All right, you guys. Woo! So that was a lot of information. Now I need to calm down because I'm a little, y'all know I'm a little thirsty right now. I'm going to let this real quick. Who got the juice?
But I got the juice and the tea, honey.
Who got the juice?
I got the juice like Rihanna had Jay-Z yesterday. Speaking of Jay-Z, rumor has it that Mr. Hakeem, the most high famous rapper on Empire, is his biological son. DNA analysis has released it. It has been reported that Beyonce, Miss Sasha Fierce, knows about it and is trying to keep it a secret.
What?
Now, baby, that was the tea, the sugar, the water.
That was
the
everything.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
And
I don't believe it.
But when you look at them, they do kind of got a little similarities, you know what I mean?
They do.
They do
look alike,
oh,
like,
bro, no.
Bro.
No.
Him and Blue Ivy kind of resemble each other if you think about it.
I mean, Blue Ivy do look like a little boy. They do look just alike. They, all three of them, like, I can believe it, but I don't want to believe it, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy.
That's too hard.
No, that sounds crazy.
Oh, you guys, know, y'all remember, y'all probably don't, in the early 2000s, Jay-Z was dating that singer Blue Contrail. Y'all probably don't know her. But people think that's why he named his daughter Blue.
I know
and
her.
She just may be the baby mama, so.
No.
She just may be the baby mama.
No.
That's the reason he named Blue Ivy Blue Ivy. That's a myth right there. But what type of name is that, though? Please explain to me.
Blue Ivy.
Somebody say it is Lucifer's daughter backwards. Some. But you know, people crazy, so. No telling.
Child, they crazy for their name. That's all I'm going to say.
No. Anyway, you guys, you all know, like I said, starting our holiday season, we wanted to count down the best renditions of your favorite Christmas songs. And so for this week, it's going to be Silent Night. Now, I don't know who originally came up with Silent Night, but we have a few covers that we're going to play. And you guys will be able to vote which rendition you think is the best. So, are you guys ready for this? All right. So, here is our first version of Silent Night. Here is probably the most famous one that we know, Silent Night by The Temptations. Silent Night.
Silent Night.
Well, until it loads up, you know, I'm going to do a very thing. Silent Night. Oh.
No, ma'am.
My mind, I want you to be free.
on the style of Night by the Temptations. It's a little long, so I had to cut a little short. But also, here is the second one. Here is Silent Night by Boyz II Men.
Silent night. Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright.
Round yon virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace.
Those were my top two classes. I thought they were good. I love both of them. So I'm going to ask y'all, Jordan, who do you think did the song more justice? Was it The Temptations or was it Boyz II Men?
The Boyz II Men, to be honest.
You said what?
That was my first time hearing the Boyz II Men's one.
Oh, yes.
For,
but you liked it, didn't you?
No, I ain't like it. To be honest, I thought that was a bunch of a group of white folks singing it.
What? With that much soul?
Yeah, they ain't sound.
Unless you like.
They ain't. I like the Temptation one better, even though I don't like Christmas like that.
Why? Why do you like it? Like the most joyous holiday.
Nah. Only why I'm happy for December because I know January is coming around. That's why.
Why? Because your birthday?
Capricorn ended off and we started off the right way. Remember that.
I'm shocked. I never met anyone who said they don't like Christmas. Have you heard anyone say that before, Rashad? Like they just don't like Christmas?
Well, I did, but it was because... I have an older sister, and she has three kids, and my little nephew, he got in trouble at school the week before Christmas break. He knew exactly, you know, his mom, my sister, was going to put his presents up to where he couldn't get them. So for a long time, he was like, I don't like Christmas. I don't like Christmas. And at first, she was going to give it back to him, but once he starts saying, you know, I don't like Christmas, and then she started hearing him. She decided to go take all the toys back, and she brought him with her when she took him back. And now he really don't care for Christmas like that anymore.
Aww. That
is
adorable.
But, you know, he know the meaning. He know the meaning of what Christmas truly is, which I'm very, you know, happy about because, you know, a lot of, you know, 5-6-year-olds, you know, think it's just about getting presents, which it is not. And I'm glad, you know, he knows what it really means. And I guess that could be another factor to why he really don't care about Christmas like that.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I know 50-year-old people don't, some of them still don't know the meaning of Christmas probably, so that's good. So, Rashad, which one did you like better? Do you roll with The Temptations of Boyz II Men?
You know what, since I have such an old soul, I'm going to have to go with The Temptations.
What? All right. I'd love to hear what you guys have to say if you're listening. Tell us which class you like better, The Temptations of Boyz II Men. Hope y'all don't like me for this, but I still like Boyz II Men better for some reason because Boyz II Men, you know, they're like the best harmonizers. Like ever, probably of all time, in my opinion. And they just sound so great together, like everything about them, their voices is great. But then you have The Temptations, which is such a classic, you know, it's just they made it into their own. So I don't know, that's a really hard one, but I like Boyz II Men, so I guess Silent Night wins. Most people say Silent Night. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to our show. We really appreciate it. We do this every Wednesday from 6:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And again, starting December 9th, we're going to have our special 12 Days of Ignite. So for 12 days, Monday through Thursday and Sunday, we're going to have special guests, special co-hosts, and even give away some special things to help you bring cheer your Christmas holiday season. So thank you guys for listening to our show. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, at Ignite at Night. We do follow back. And see you next time. Ignite.